Amalei Ravuna the Rabbi Beray. Ravuna said to Rabbi his son, "My time lo shchigas kamed Rav Chista. Why do you not go to study Torah with Rav Chista?" Now that's a funny question that Ravuna asked his son, because he knew very well why his son Rabbi didn't go study with Rav Chista, because the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia tells a story that Ravuna and Rav Chista got into an argument, and they did not go to learn Torah by each other for 40 years. Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So that's why Rav Huna's son didn't go learn by Rav Chista, because he was honoring his father, just like his father didn't go. But you see, his father was saying, "Listen, I couldn't go. He and I got into a dispute, but he's a big Talmud Chacham, so you should go learn by him." The Mechadid and Shmaite, he has very sharp things to say. He's very smart. He knows Torah very, very well. Amarlei, my Ezel Gabe. So the son Rabbi said, "Why should I go to him? When I go to discuss Torah with him, he tells me about worldly matters." Amali, this is what he tells me. A guy needs to go to the bathroom. He should not sit down and go to the bathroom too quickly. And he shouldn't push too hard in the bathroom. Because the rectum has like the muscles of the rectum, I think it's called the sphincter, I don't know, the doctors can tell me, but the muscles of the rectum they look like teeth. And if you sit down too quickly or you push too hard, the muscles are going to become uprooted and you're going to get severely injured. This is what he talks to me about. And I got to go listen to Torah from him? Amarlei, so his father Rav Huna said to him, "Ha'asik b'chayi debriyasa, he's teaching you according to the Torah way of living a healthy life. Atam shmila d'amo, you call this worldly matters which are insignificant. Kol shekein zil lagabe, how much more so should you go learn from him that not only does he teach you Torah, he even teaches you issues of health, the way to conduct a healthy life. Kal v'chomer, you should go learn from him." Again, I thought the pasuk in the Gemara is, we say chamira sakanta miyisura, that something that's dangerous is worse for you than something that's usser. Right? That's why we all haven't done with a minion in a long time, because chamira sakanta miyisura, that something that's a sakana is worse than doing an isser. Other achronim try to say over here that really he was trying to teach him Torah through milei de alma. Didn't quite understand that pshat, but anyway, fascinating Gemara. Says the Gemara, let's say a person has a choice to wipe himself in the bathroom with a stone versus a piece of pottery. Which should he use? Rav Huna Amar, Mekanech b'tzroar v'ein Mekanech b'cheres. Rav Huna says, better to use the muktzah rock and don't use the dangerous piece of pottery. Rav Chista Amar Mekanech b'cheres. Again, it's Rav Chista and Rav Huna. They argue throughout all of Shas. They wouldn't talk to each other for 40 years. Rav Chista Amar Mekanech b'cheres v'ein Mekanech b'tzroar. Rav Chista said, he should rather wipe himself with the non-muktzah piece of pottery and not use the muktzah rock. Meisi ve. They asked against Rav Huna, "Ha'ilufan of tzroar v'cheres, mekanech b'cheres, ve'ein mekanech b'tzroar." You see, b'feresh b'raisa, you should use the pottery. Tiyufta Rav Huna, tegemara from bar papa, kamei Rav Chista, alibi Rav Huna. Ba'ogne kalim, that's talking about the smooth bottom of the cheres, where it's not going to be dangerous. So clearly, if it's going to be the smooth bottom of the piece of pottery, it's not dangerous, it's much better to use the piece of pottery, because it's neither muktzah nor dangerous. So then for sure you should use that. That's what the Brice was talking about. Says the Gemara, Hayu lefan of tzroar va'asavim, if a person has a choice to use a stone versus grass, Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna. This is a dispute between Rav Chista v'Rav Hamnuna. Charam ha-mekanech b'tzroar v'enem mekanech b'asav. One person says, use the rock and not the grass, because the grass is going to be dangerous in some way. V'charam ha-mekanech b'asav, better to use the grass. V'enem mekanech b'tzroar, don't use the stone, because the stone is more dangerous. Meisi v'ha-mekanech b'davashah, or shaletes bo, shina v'tachtonios noshos. If someone wipes himself with something that is penetrable by fire, that fire could destroy it, that's dangerous. Guess it's gonna rub if it's combustible, So it's going to rub that area in a way that's dangerous. Says the Gemara, so you see the paper is no good, the grass is no good. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, ha belachen v'ha b'yuvashin. Moist grass will not be harmed by fire, that's okay. But dry grass would be harmed by fire, and that you should not use. Says the Gemara, hanitzrach lefanos ve'enu nifna. Someone who needs to go to the bathroom, but he doesn't do it, he postpones it. A guy really needs to go to the bathroom, he holds it in. Rav Chista v'Ravina, chadam aruch rosh ledespo. One opinion says it's going to cause bad breath. You know, sometimes you can burp when you have to go to the bathroom. You have indigestion, so you can have bad breath. V'chadam aruch zua mosh ledespo. One says it's sweat. You're going to have bad body odor because of this. Who cares which one? The question is how to treat it. That's what the Mepharshim say. Tani Kamanda Omar, Ruach Zuoma Shalat Dispo, the Sani we learned in the Brisa supporting the opinion that says it's bad body odor. Hanitzach Linakova, if a person needs to go to the bathroom with a Ochel, and he eats, instead of going to the bathroom, he just eats more. Doma Latana Shitikal Gavafaro. It's like an oven that you reheat with the same ashes and coals that you heated up the first time. Vizuhi Tchilas Ruach Zuoma, and this is the beginning of bad body odor. So you see clearly that when you eat, when you don't have to go to the, when you have to go to the bathroom, it's going to cause bad body odor. Hutzach lefanos ve'inu yochel lipanos. Someone who wants to go to the bathroom, but it's so difficult, he can't go to the bathroom, he can't push it out. What should he do? Amar Rav Chista, yamod v'yeshev. He should stand up and sit down like he should crouch, do these squats. Yamod v'yeshev, yamod v'yeshev. Stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down. That'll help push the excrement towards the opening of the rectum, and it'll help him go to the bathroom. Rav Chanan midado amar yistalek tzadim. Take a little walk to the sides for a little while. Rav Hamnuna amar yimashmish b'tzor b'osamakom. Rav Hamnuna says you take a small little stone and try to delicately pry open the area. What's that called? An enema? They have something called an enema. I know, it's been a long time since I had young kids in the house, but I seem to recall that word from something. The Rabbanan Amre Yasiach Daito. The Rabbanan say, so four suggestions. The Rabbanan say, take your mind off of it. Amle Ravacha Barid, the Rav L'Rashi, Kol Shkindichim Asach Daito Lo Mefne. Taking your mind off of it, if you take your mind off it, it's not going to help at all. Amalei, no. I meant take your mind off everything else. Only think about this. I don't know. To me, it sounds like it would be better to take your mind off it. It might be better, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, put your mind on it. That's the way you'll get it done. I saw a certain Arab, the Kavi Yosef, the Kavi Yosef. I saw an Arab standing up and sitting down, standing up and sitting down. And all of a sudden, it came pouring out of him like a pot of chalent. Tana Rabbanan, hanichnas l'seudas keva. If a person is going into a formal banquet, he doesn't want to have to leave every 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. Yahalach eser pam shel arba arba amos v'amri lo arba pam shel eser amos v'nifne v'nichnas v'yoshu b'mkomo. So in order to make sure that he's not going to have to go to the bathroom during the meal, he should either take 10 short walks of 4 amos each or 4 short walks of 10 amos each and check himself each time to make sure he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. And he should go to the bathroom beforehand, keep on walking and going to the bathroom. If he walks these 10 or 4 little walks, so he could be guaranteed that he's not gonna have to go to the bathroom. Says the Mishnah. Cheres, what's the minimum size shear of a piece of pottery that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? K'deilitein ben pasim l'chaveiro. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they used to use pottery. Let's say they were piling up a bunch of boards, but there were spaces between the boards. Now, there's a lot of heavy load, so the boards are going to warp. So what they do is they would put a little piece of pottery to make sure the boards wouldn't warp. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, a little smaller of a shear, k'dei lachtos bo sa'or. The amount of pottery needed to take a coal out of a fire, to use it for something else. Rabbi Yossi Omer k'dei lekava bo revius. Rabbi Yossi says, sounds like even a smaller shear, the amount of piece of pottery, well, it sounds like larger, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, but a piece of pottery to hold a revius of liquid. I'm a Rebbe Meir. Afabishin Raila Davar Zech Ladavar. A Meir says, even though I don't have a proof to my words, so I do have a remez in Tanakh for my Shita. Now this is going to be very, very important for the next parak also. We're going to learn all about asmachtas, things that there are a hint in Tanakh towards something, even though the Pasuk is clearly not talking about this, but the Chachamim saw a remez, an asmachta, a hint, in a Pasuk in Tanakh to a halacha. This Pasuk is in Yeshayo, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudalad. Remember where that is in Yeshayo, it's going to be very important in a second as well. Yeshayo Lamed Yudalad, where the Navi is yelling at Klal Yisrael for putting their trust in Paro Melech Mitzrayim, and he says there's going to be a terrible destruction because of this. And the destruction is going to be so bad that lo yimatze b'mechitaso cheres lachtos eish miyakud. You're not going to find in your house even a small piece of pottery to take a burning coal from a fire. Ah, so says Rav Meir, you see my shita, that's the smallest valuable piece of pottery is to take a burning coal. Often a pasuk in Yeshayo. Listen to this. Amale Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to him, Meir, my chaver, read the next three words of the pasuk. You didn't read the next three words. Amale Rabbi Yossi, Misham Raya. What are the next three words of the pasuk? V'lachsof mayim migeva, to take water out of a, to take water out of a, out of a pit. What do you mean? The next three psukim say, not only are you not going to have a piece of pottery that's large enough to take a coal, you're even not allowed to, not even going to have a smaller piece of pottery to take even a ravias of water. Gemara was going to ask, well, it's unbelievable. He stopped reading the pasuk right before his shita. He stopped reading before his shita was disproven. Says the Gemara. Skip the parentheses. So Gemara wants to know, which shear is larger? Rab Meir, Rab Yossi, the piece of pottery to take a coal, or the piece of pottery to take a ravias of water? Which shear is larger? Says the Gemara, Mistabish Rav Yossi Nafish. Wait a second. Logically, it sounds like it would require a larger piece of pottery to take a ravias of liquid than it would to take a coal. Umikra, Shear Rav Meir Nafish. However, from the Pasuk, it sounds a lot like Rav Meir's shear is larger. Why? Because if Rabbi Yossi's shear was larger, what? Would the Navi Yeshayahu be saying, not only are you not going to have a smaller kli, you're even not going to have a larger kli? That doesn't make any sense. That's not a bigger curse. If he's cursing you, he should say, not only are you not going to have a larger kli that's used for a coal, you're not even going to have a smaller kli that's used for water. So the Gemara says, what's going on? From the Pasuk, it sounds like the water kli is a smaller shear, but logically, it sounds like you need a larger piece of cheres to carry water than it would to carry a small little coal. So what's going on? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Masnisen Nami Lachtos Eish Mikida Gedola. No, you're right. The Mishnah also, when it's talking about a piece of pottery to take a coal, even though the coal itself is smaller than the piece of water, the piece of pottery that you need is a bigger piece of pottery, because it's got to defend you from the fire. You got to protect yourself from a big fire. So if you're going into a fire, you need a larger piece of pottery, even to take a small coal, because you need the piece of pottery to protect your hand, that your hand doesn't get burned when you're taking the coal. So you need a larger piece of pottery. Lachtos esh miyikida gedola. Rabbi Yossi omri misham raya. Says the Gemara, Shaper come to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi's taina against Rabbi Meir is a good taina. You didn't read the next three words. How are you bringing a raya from your pasuk if you didn't read the next three words? It sounds like a great taina. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, lomi by coming. Rabbi Meir says, no, this is the way to understand the pasuk. Lomi by me, the chashiv din shidolish kakakle. Not only will you not be able to find something that people do consider to be chashiv, el afilu midi de lo chashiv le'inche, even a piece of pottery to carry water, which is so insignificant, it's not considered to be chashiv, that you don't violate Shabbos for it, even such a little thing that's not significant, even that you're not going to have. So that then the pasuk does make sense. So it's a bigger curse. You're not even going to be able to find something that could just be used for a measly ravias of water, which is not significant. It's so insignificant that you're not chayef for carrying it on Shabbos. It's considered to be an insignificant amount. Rabbi Yossi says, no. The Pasuk is saying, that's the smallest shear that is significant. Rabbi Meir says, no. The Pasuk is saying, even something insignificant, even that you're not going to have after HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes punishing you for all the reliance and the trust that you put into Paro. Oh. Hajon alacha motzi yayin. Let's begin the paragraph on Rabbi Akiva. Now, my son, who's a very intelligent young man, all my sons are, whatever, Baruch Hashem, one of them is like brilliant. So he was telling me last night that, you know, the Gemara in Shas that talks about Shavuos, the Gemara in Shas, that's the Gemara about Kabbalah Satira, we're going to learn 3 days after Shavuos. It's a pretty close daf Yomi coincidence. Peches and Shabbos. It's the famous Gemara about Nasa Venishma, Hadar Kibbalah. The whole Gemara Peches we're going to learn 3 days after Shavuos. All right, we missed it by a couple. Peches. But he was telling me that we know Rabbi Akiva is the hero of Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbi Akiva is the hero of Torah Shebaal Peh. And you know, it's very shver. Everybody asks, we're going to learn in a second. Rashi and Tosas don't understand. Why are these halachas here? Gentlemen, the next five daf have absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shabbos. The next five daf. So Rashi and Tosas struggle. Why the next four halachas in the Mishnah? What are they doing here in Masechta Shabbos? So my son was telling me that he heard, I forgot who he was quoting from, he said that Dafka, the Gemara, the Perek that discusses Shavuos and Matan Torah has to begin with the words Rabbi Akiva Amar. Because Rabbi Akiva was the champion of Torah Shebaal Peh, who rediscovered the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. So the perek that discusses Shavuos, that discusses Kabbalah Satorah, the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios and the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh and Daf Pei Ches had to start with the words Amar Rabbi Akiva. Wow. Now, let's get into it with Rashi and Tosis. So gentlemen, Let's first read the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Minayin lavodazara shemetama bimasa kenida. Again, like I said, the whole first five daf and the whole first four halachas that's discussed in the first five blad of the perek have nothing to do with the laws of Shabbos. So what's the first halacha here? Rabbi Akiva says, how do you know that an idol or a cross, let's say you're carrying an idol or a cross, but you're not touching it, you're carrying it on a chair. So you become tamei by carrying it, even if you're not touching it, like a nida. Let's say at a girl's wedding, let's say she's a nida at her wedding, and you lift her up in a chair. You don't touch her, but you're lifting her up in a chair. You become tamei. Shneamar, how do we know this? Shneamar, tizreim kemo dava tsei tomelo. That the Navi, when this Navi Yishayo, it's eight psukim after the last one. We'll see in a minute. Eight psukim after the same Navi Yishayo. That was Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Yudalid. That was Perek Lamed, excuse me. That was Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudalid. Yes, this is Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Eight psukim later, that the Navi says, you're finally going to chuck your Avodah Zarahs like a Nida. Tizreim kamo davat se tomelo. You're going to get rid of your Avodah Zarahs like a husband wants to stay away from his wife when she's a Nida. Tizreim kamo davat se tomelo, when she's bleeding. You're gonna do tshuva. You're gonna chuck your avodah zara away. So you see that the Navi compares avodah zara to a nida. Ma nida matamba b'masa, just like nida is matamba by carrying her. Af avodah zara matamba b'masa. So to avodah zara becomes tamei by carrying it. Take a look at Rashi. Amar Rabbi Akiva, first Rashi in the parak. Mishum debay lo misne badai minayin shemachitza nasamila kailul hayach tadamilon. Rashi's bothered by Akasha. What in the world is this halacha doing here? This halacha, and the next halacha, and the next four halachas, all of them have nothing to do with Shabbos. Says Rashi, you know why it's all here? Because in five halachas, it's going to teach something to do with Shabbos. That on the third day of the baby's bris milah, you are allowed to heat up water on Shabbos and bathe the water, because on the third day it gets very sick, as the pasuk says by Shimon and Levi when they destroyed Shechem. After the bris milah, vayi be'yom ha'shlishi b'yosam kavim. Take a look at Tosas. Look at the top Tosas. Amar Rabbi Akiva, minayin lavodah zara. Pirshu kunjus, denakad lahacha mishum debay lemistim minayin shemachitzes hazkatan. The whole reason for the first four halachas is because it wants to tell you the fifth halacha. Ve'ein niris, that tells us it's ridiculous. Dimkein ba'u ha'avalei lahascha, why didn't it start with that halacha? Why did it wait till the fifth halacha, five daf later, to tell you that halacha? If the whole reason was just to teach you that halacha. Vo'od ha'avalei l'mistam perakar ha'avalei l'mistam perakar ha'avalei. Furthermore, where are the laws of Mila, Docha Shabbos, discussed in Mesach Shabbos? In the 19th parak. What are you talking about in the 9th parak? It belongs to the 19th Rabbi Lez de Mila. Elanira, Agav, the Tanel El Besof HaMotzi, Kroi Da Smachta, Gabi Cheres, Nakanami Hani, Kroi Da Smachta, Vukroi Da Tizrim, Hu Samach, Lai Kroi Da Isa, yeah, says Taisus, no. That's not why these halachas are here. Because just like we learned that asmachtas, we had interesting halachas that are learned that from a very loose connection to a pasuk in Tanakh. We just learned that a halacha that was that the smallest possible kli for carrying on Shabbos is learned that from something that has nothing to do with Shabbos, about how the Navi is yelling at Klal Yisrael that you're going to get so destroyed, even your small kalim are going to be gone. So too, we learn other halachas out of asmachtas. And furthermore, says Tosas, this halacha is 8 psukim later. It's learned out from 8 psukim later, so it's very connected to what we just finished at the end of the 8th parak, not because of the Shabbos halacha. It's because we decide to learn out other asmachtas. Other asmachtas. Fine. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Misha Yabesa Samach L'Avodah Zarah, someone, I'm sorry. No. Misha Yabesa Samach L'Avodah Zarah, someone who shares the wall of his house, he lives next door to a church, and they share a wall. V'nafal, and the wall fell down, Aser Livnoso, you're not allowed to rebuild the wall because you're giving Hana to a church. Ketzed Yaseh, Konis esok shelo arba amos ubona. You should move the wall 4 amos into your property and build it. Rashi, later on, sounds like he's saying 4 amos is dafka. And if he owns half the wall, you can count the 4 amos starting from his half of the wall. However, the Ritva adds in the name of the Ra'ah that the 4 amos here is lav dafka. It just means you should build it inside your property. It could be 2 amos and also. They don't have the gears of 4 amos. Taisus Yadav says some girsas did not have the girsa of 4 amos because nobody cares about 4 amos. If you look in the Rambam writes in this halacha, Ketzed Yaseh, Konos Lo Shel Avona, the Rambam just says, build it in your own property. It doesn't say 4 amos. We'll have to see how to read the Gemara later on. So, Konos Lo Shel Avona, Arba Amos Ubona, build it in your own property. Haya Shelo V'Shel Avodah Zarah. If the wall was built half by you and half by your Goyish neighbor, who later on decided to convert his house into a church. So says the Ritva, Nidon Mechza al Mechza. So according to Rashi, this means that when you're counting the 4 amos, you could count from your half of the wall. You don't have to count from the start of the wall. You can count from your half of the wall. According to the Ramban, as a long discussion, it's talking about the stones. That Nidon Mechza al Mechza means you get to keep half of the stones of the wall. If it falls down, Avana ve'etsa va'farav mitamim kisheretz. The stones and the wood and the dirt from that wall are all mitame like a sheretz. We'll see what that means in a second. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by destroying Avodah Zarah, shaketz tishaktzenu. My father Zichron Levracha always taught me when you walk by a church, you should say that pasuk. Shaketz to shachtzenu v'sa'ev to sa'avenu kicherem hu. And last month I've gone every Sunday to visit my mom. We go walking every Sunday with my mom, and we pass a church every time along the way. We always say shaketz to shachtzenu v'sa'ev to sa'avenu kicherem hu. But sheketz is like a sheretz. So you see here that the Torah refers to Avodah Zarah like a sheketz, which is like a sheretz. So it's metame like a sheretz. So that's what Tanakama says. That's Tanakama. Tanakama says that Avodah Zarah is metame like a sheretz. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, Kenida. No. Avodah Zarah is not metame like a sheretz. We'll see what this means in a minute. It's metame like a nida. Shenemar tizreim kamo dava. The pasuk we just had before. You're going to chuck your Avodah Zarah away. You're going to do tshuva. And you're going to treat your Avodah Zarah like a husband treats a nida. Ma nida metame b'masa. Just like a nida is metame b'masa. Again, a sheretz is only metame b'maga. But by touching it. Ma nida metame b'masa. Avodah Zarah metame b'masa. Now, the Gemara is now going to present a machlokas amoraim about this machlokas tanaim between Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. So you got to halt cup a little bit here. Amar Rabba. Says Rabba, what is the connection between Nida to be like Avodah Zarah and not like Sheretz? So he learns it as a leniency. Says the Gemara, Tizreim, you're going to chuck your Avodah Zarah like a Nida, the Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says by Avodah Zarah, Nakrinu Minach Kizar, that the Avodah Zarah should be distant for you like a stranger. Tzei Tomarlo, so it's a Chumrah, Hikanes Al Tomarlo. So from the context of the Pasuk, clearly we're trying to dump on Avodah Zarah. We're trying to say how bad Avodah Zarah is. So, we want to be strict and treat Avodah Zarah like a nida, that it's even mitame bimasa. The Amar Rabba, and Rabba says, bimasa dukule amalo pligi dimitama. When it comes to Tumas Masa, both Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim agree that Avodah Zarah is Mitama B'Masa. Da Iskish Lanida. Everyone agrees. The Pasuk says, Tizreim Kamodava. Ki Pligi. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about Be'Evan Misama. Evan Misama is a complex type of Tumah. Basically, Evan Misama means that, you know, there's tumah for sitting on something, there's tumah for carrying something. So Evan Misama means they used to have a stone that would be used to support. So you wouldn't carry the bench, you'd carry the bench on a stone. Or you wouldn't sit on the bench, you'd sit on the bench on a stone. So Evan Misama is like something that would always separate in between the thing you're sitting on and the person who was tumming. So there's a whole question about what the nature of the Tumah of Evan Misama is. Let's say instead of placing the Avodah Zarah, let's say you have a stone that's placed on top of Kalim. So if you're going to sit on the Kalim, you're not going to move the stone, but you're not going to move the Kalim. And then you place the Avodah Zarah on top of the stone. Rabbi Akiva Savar Kenida. So Rabbi Akiva holds that Avodah Zarah is Tumah v'Nida. So, Ma Nida Metava Bev Misama. Just like a Nida. Not only if she sits on a chair directly is she Metamet. But even if she's sitting on the Evan Misama, on the stone which is on top of the chair, she'd be Metame the chair as well. Meaning Nida does Metame Evan Misama. Avodah Zarah Metame Bevan Misama. So too, if you put an idol on top of a Evan, the stone on top of the bench, it would make the bench tame even through the Evan Misama. For Rabbanan Savri Kisheretz, and the Chacham say no, it's like a sheretz, meaning it's like a nida in the sense. Avodah Zarah is like a nida in the sense of the metame b'masa. Chachamim also agree that a nida is metame b'masa according to this version, according to Rabba. But it's like a sheretz. My sheretz lo metame b'masama, just like a sheretz would not be. Even though a sheretz is not metame b'masama, Avodah Zarah lo metame b'masama. So Rabbi Akiva would learn it's like a sheretz. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Rabbi Akiva says like a nida. Tanakama would hold. It's like a sheretz, so it's not metame b'evan misama. Says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Akiva, Lamai hilchasa iskis l'sheretz. So why did you need, according to Rabbi Akiva, if he holds that it's really metame l'nida, So what does the comparison to sheretz do for me? Answer the Gemara. Lemisham sheha. To say that even though the Avodah Zarah itself causes tumah, however, those things that are secondary to the Avodah Zarah, the broom that you use to sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah, the jug that you use to pour water in front of the Avodah Zarah, Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, those are not, there's no tumah by them. There's no tumah b'masa, there's no tumah b'eben misama, but they are mitame b'maga like a sheretz. So that's the comparison to sheretz. That has a very minor league tumah. So that's what the comparison to sheretz is. Ule Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, who say that Avodah Zarah is not mitame b'eben misama because it's hukshel l'sheretz, l'may hilchas iskish l'nida. According to Chachamim, what do they get from the hekesh t'nida? Like we said before, l'masa, that they agree that it's that Avodah Zarah is mitame b'masa. Asks the Gemara, v'lukshe rachmana l'nevela. So why didn't the Torah compare it to nevela, which mitame b'masa and not b'evim misama, and not from a nida and sheretz? That's more in a chanami. It could have done that. Ela ma nida ain't a leivarin. So rather, the comparison to nida, we could learn something else. Ma nida ain't a leivarin. Just like, let's say a woman's a nida, and while she's a nida, she has to have an amputation, and her arm gets amputated. Does the arm still have a status of tumas nida? No. The tumah of nida does not transfer to the arm once you sever the arm from the body. Even though normally it would have tumas ol, uvamasa midin evim minachai, however, it's not metame be'evin misama midin nida. Afavodah zarah ain't a le'ivar. And so too, if you break a piece off of an idol, so it will not have any tumah. Ask the Gemara of Elaha Deboi, Rav Chama Bar Guri Avodah Zarah Yeshna Levono Ena Levon. So Rav Chama Bar Guri asked exactly this question: does Avodah Zarah transfer if you cut off the arm of an idol? Does it have tumah or not? And he had a question. He had a suffix about it. Tifshet Lemeha. So we should prove it from this machlokas. Dilarabbanon, we just said before that's what the Rabbanon learned from the comparison to Nida. Just like the tumah of a Nida would not transfer to her arm, so to Avodah Zarah would not transfer. Dilarabbanon ain't a leivar. Answers the Gemara. Yeah. Rav Chama Bar Guri, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva Bayala. You're right. According to the Chachamim, clearly that's what they learned from Nida. But he asked this question according to Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't have this drasha. So that's all the way Rabbi learns the machlokas. Everyone agrees there is tumas masa. The question is there tumas for Evan Amisama? And the question also is, does it transfer to the Eivar? Rabbi Lezer has a different understanding of the machlokas. Be'evan Misama, de kule amalo pli de lo matama. No. He disagrees. Everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah does not mitame be'evan Misama, like a sheretz. Everyone agrees to that. That's what you learn from sheretz. Just like a sheretz is not metame be'evin misama, so too Avodah Zarah is not metame be'evin misama. Be'evin misama kolam lo metame. Ki pligi b'masa. The machlok is between Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva is, does Avodah Zarah also metame by carrying when you don't touch it? Rabbi Akiva savar kin nida. Rabbi Akiva holds that Avodah Zarah is like a nida. Ma nida metame b'masa, Avodah Zarah metame b'masa. It's mitam b'masa. Rabbanon savrei, the Rabbanon hold kisheretz. Ma sheretz lo mitam b'masa. Just like a dead bug is only mitam if you touch it, but it's not mitam if you're carrying it without touching it. Af avodah zarah lo mitam b'masa. So to avodah zarah is not mitam when you carry it. Ask the Gemara. V'Rabbi Akiva. L'may hilchasa iskish l'sheretz. According to Rabbi Akiva, for what reason do we compare Avodah Zarah to a sheretz? Answer the Gemara, l'misham sheha, to teach me that even the the broom that you used to sweep and the pitcher that you used to pour. So they also have tumas maga and not tumas masa from the fact that we compare it to sheretz. According to Chachamim, what halach is learned out from the fact that Avodah Zarah is compared to Nida? Halo, the Chachamim hold that it's not Mitamid B'masa. So what's that? Manida in Elevarim. Af Avodah Zarah in Elevarim. Just like Nida doesn't translate the Tumah to her arm, so too Avodah Zarah is not doesn't transfer to the arm. It's like Mamish in the middle of a thing here. It's hard to stop. So according to Rabbi Akiva, so for what halach is Avodah Zarah compared to Anida? Lamasa. It's compared to Masa. So wait a second. Why do you need Anida? Lukshe l'nevela makes more sense to do the nevela because Anida is Matamid Evan Misama. You get all confused. So it should have done nevela. You're right, like we said before. Ella ma nida ina leivarin, just like nida does not transfer to the limbs, af avodah zarah ina leivarin, so to avodah zarah doesn't transfer to limbs. It says the Gemara, Ella ha debai Rav Chama bar Goy avodah zarah yesh leivarin ina leivarin tifshut lemeha bein l'rabbon bein l'rabbi Akiva de ina leivarin. So now they're both agreeing. So now what are you going to answer Rav Chama? Answer the Gemara, Rav Chama bar Goya kiraba masni. He learned the Machlokas not like Rabbi Elezer. He learned it like Rabbi Barlog with Rabbi Akiva. Because in the first version of the Machlokas, so they were Taka arguing about the Le'evarim. So he learns it like the first version. Okay. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Have a safe, healthy, wonderful, productive day. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, Be'ez Hashem, 7:30. What are we going to do about Shavuos? Okay. You want to do two daf tomorrow? Two daf tomorrow or two daf motzi shavuos? That's your choice. Two daf tomorrow or two daf motzi shavuos?
Easy to do it while you're awake. Get to shavuos, you'll be tired.
But tomorrow morning people still might have bad schedules. So we'll do one daf tomorrow, two daf motzi shavuos. We'll try to learn for 1 hour. Motzi shavuos, we'll try to go 9:30 to 10:30. 1 hour, we'll do two daf for those who want. Okay, so tomorrow we'll just do one daf.